Thank you, Sarah. We have our final batch of news stories now, which include a dog finds work with the police and magnet fishing turns up an unexpected find. And the recent heavy storms frightened one Norwich resident.
A mum has spoken of her horror after a lightning bolt struck her house as her baby slept nearby. Jessica Gribben was cooking as the storms hit the city. Then she heard a huge boom and felt the whole house shake. Jessica said, "Where the lightning hit was right above my baby's cot. I really felt it in my chest. It went right through me."
Controversial plans to put up a 5G mast in Norwich's NR2 area have been delayed after concerns were raised over visibility for road users. An application to erect the mast in Jessop Road has sparked neighbourly rows in the street between those who live in an internet black spot and support the mast and those who are against it. But a decision on the plans, which was submitted to Norwich City Council in March, have been delayed after the County Council's highways team raised concerns over visibility on access roads connected to Jessop Road. The Highways Department also said councillors had asked about planting two street trees in the planned location of the mast, and said those considering the application would have to weigh up which was most important.
A puppy who was found in grim conditions during a police raid will now be fighting crime across Norfolk and Suffolk. Police dog Arnie, a German Shepherd Cross, celebrated becoming a fully fledged member of the force at Norfolk Showground near Norwich. The pup went into the care of the police after being recovered during an operation in East Suffolk. Despite his difficult start to life, PD Arnie proved himself to be a quick learner and turned into an exceptional police dog after passing his training with flying colours.
Recent sightings of Asian murder hornets in England have sparked fears that the invasive species may soon arrive in Norfolk. Since April the 10th, sightings of Asian hornets, a non-native predator that eats honeybees, have been reported in Northumberland, Dorset and Kent. But the insects have been seen as nearby as Felixstowe in Suffolk in recent times. Asian hornets pose a serious threat to British bees, and the British Pest Control Association has said any sightings should be immediately reported and dealt with by professionals. Natalie Bungie, BPCA Technical Manager, said, "It is a concern that we have had three sightings of Asian hornets already this year, as they are a non-native invasive predator of our honeybee species and could have a major impact on our wildlife. A sting from an Asian hornet will be painful and may result in anaphylaxis, which can be life-threatening. Slightly smaller than native European hornets, Asian hornets are black or dark brown with a distinctive yellow band at the rear. They also have bright yellow tips to the legs, a yellow belt at the waist with an orange or yellow face. European hornets have marks similar to a wasp on their abdomen with dark coloured legs."
Bomb disposal experts carried out a controlled explosion of a piece of Second World War ammunition after a father and son found it while magnet fishing. Neil Grout and his 10-year-old son Harry dredged up the mortar bomb while using a powerful magnet to search for items in the River Wensum at Attlebridge, near Norwich. They initially thought it was an old aerosol can, but became suspicious that it might be something more dangerous, so called the police. They were told to immediately move away from the item, and officers were sent to the scene. They cordoned off the area before members of the Army's Explosive Ordnance Disposal Unit carried out the controlled explosion.
Sylvester, the cat, has become something of a campus celebrity at the UEA, and now the famous feline even has his own line of merchandise. The well-known Moggy is regularly seen strutting around by university students and staff, paying visits to lectures and sleeping on the library information desk. When it comes to online presence, Sylvester's popularity does not waver. He has a Facebook fan club that boasts over 3,500 members. The group, run by his owner, Emily Burkett, helps her keep track of his movements and a record of what he gets up to. With his army of fans, the ginger and white Tom with a stub tail was the perfect choice for the university to launch some merchandise in aid of a good cause. With 10% of all profits going to Norfolk and Waveney Mind, we hope to not only spread joy, but also contribute towards a great cause that promotes mental health awareness and support. The T-shirts and hoodies are available from the UEA campus shop.
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox. We do hope you've enjoyed listening. A gentle reminder that when you have finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label, and putting it in the postbox. There's no postage to pay. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number 01603 765 365 or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. The office is only manned on Thursdays, which is our production day. So if there's no reply, do leave a message and we'll return your call as soon as we can. Thanks go to our loyal team of volunteers who make up the production team. This evening, your readers were Lynette Edwards and Phil Harrison on Part 1. Sarah Lusher was the editor and Stephen Cox was the sound recordist. So, from me, Tim Peters, goodbye.
And from me, Jane Pratt, goodbye. Thank you.